بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. With regard to the hadith that we had done, with regard to the person who had killed 99 and then 100 people, and Allah Ta'ala had forgiven him, with regard to that, some further important points. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the narrator of the hadith, his name was Sa'ad ibn Malik ibn Sinan. His title was Abu Sa'id. His father was martyred, became shaheed in the battle of Uhud. And 1,170 ahadith are narrated from him. He participated in 12 battles, jihads, with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and was amongst the great ulama and fuqaha of Madinatul Munawwara. He passed away in Medina Munawwara on Friday in the 64th year of Hijri, and is buried in Jannatul Baqi. For a few additional points, we read in the hadith about a rahib, that he first went to a rahib who is a monk in the Christian religion, a person who goes to the monastery, and is one who serves severe contact with the world, that they cut themselves off completely from the world, and they only worship Allah Ta'ala. Would they cut themselves from the world and the pleasures, and choose a life of isolation, toil and hardship. This was in the Christian religion, which they had put a monk on themselves. Allah had not made it farz upon them that they should live a life like that. And really, that was an unnatural life, to completely cut oneself off, not get married also, and just stay like that. That was a very difficult life. Anyway, that is what is called a rahib, and he is one that hasn't got really the knowledge of deen, of religion, but he's very pious. Those who were genuine and sincere, they exerted themselves and made great ibadat. So when this person went and asked him about whether they stole from him, he did not know about the knowledge of Allah. He was not an arif, he was not an alim, a rabbani, even in the Christian religion. And so he told him that when you have killed 99 people, there is no tawbah for you. Then he killed him also. And then after that he went to an alim of the Christian religion, alim e Rabbani, and he asked him, and he knew that Allah forgives any sin if you ask for forgiveness. Then he asked Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, and Allah forgave him in spite of him having murdered 100 people. According to the riwayat of Tabrani, the man was in a place called Kafara and was advised to go to Basra. This person who had killed this 9,900 people, he was in this place where there was a lot of evil being committed. And he was given place to go to a place, Basra or Nasra. And there was a place where all righteous people lived. The hadith serves as a tremendous source of hope for those seeking the mercy and forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, in Masjid al-Nabawi, when going to the Rawdah Mubarak, and on the left side there is a hadith that is written that Shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my shafa'at, my intercession will be for the people who have committed great major sins. My shafa'at, my intercession will be for those people. So this person here, though he killed 100 people, there wasn't only hope, but Allah forgave him. So nobody must ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah, no matter what sins they have committed. We must turn and have hope in the mercy of Allah, and we must not delay in that. Like this person, when he wanted to make tawbah, he went and he looked for these people and asked them for tawbah and guidance towards Allah Ta'ala. The killer's sincere desire to purify himself of sin led him to a monk who wrongly advised that the doors of mercy were closed for him. The man, being an ascetic, that is this monk, was deceived into thinking that he had knowledge, but his reply resulted in his own destruction. Therefore, if we don't have knowledge of deen, many times we are sincere also, and we want to do the right thing, but we cause harm to ourselves. knowledge and ilm of deen is a very, very great asset. And the understanding, the tafaqquh of deen is even a greater ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And all of us, though we are perhaps not, we are not official students at a Darul Uloom, but we should try and increase our knowledge all the time. And that is by being in the company of the ulama. And at least when bayans are in our own masjid, we should not deprive ourselves. We should go and listen to the bayans. We will always benefit and we will always learn. So whenever there are bayans of our ulama in the masjid, at least, unfortunately today we find very few people sitting for the bayans also. And even like the Jum'ah bayans, we shouldn't come late just when the khutbah starts. But we should learn. They have great benefits for us, and there is always time for us to learn in that. On the contrary, the alim's knowledge guided the man to the truth. When he had that knowledge, and it did not only benefit that alim, but it benefited this person also. And he told him, definitely Allah will forgive you. You make tawbah and fulfill the requirements. And he was forgiven, and in spite of killing 100 people, he went straight to Jannat. This establishes the virtue of knowledge over worship. Knowledge, ilm, is a great ibadat on its own. Very, very great. May Allah let us increase our deeni knowledge in the correct way and the correct knowledge all the time. As a true scholar, alim's knowledge leads him to inspire others by means of his wisdom. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this knowledge of deen also, and let us be guided by that and guide others as well. And also we must never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. And this again as a reminder for all of us that it is not a license to commit sins that a person makes tawbah. It is a person who has committed gunas that he must not lose hope. But on the other hand, when wanting to commit a guna, look at the punishments of Allah and save ourselves from committing the guna. If perchance still we did not save ourselves, we committed the guna, now seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Allah will be there to forgive us. Wa akhiru da'wana.